Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Jack Fritz, Ike Reese, hanging out here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's tournament time, and Chickies and Pete's has you covered with great food and drink specials during the games. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. Ike, I am jealous of every single person here.
Oh, why is that?
It looks like they're having a great time.
They are.
As they're watching the Vermont Catamounts hopefully cover the 7.5 first half spread.
Yeah, if you're looking for a spot to get all your March Madness on, be in great company, celebrate St. Patrick's Day, are you kidding me? What better place to be than the number one sports bar in America, especially right here in Philadelphia, South Philly. We're at Chickies and Pete's, man. It's a packed house. We got great libations going on right now. You know, everybody's enjoying themselves, and it's a festive crowd, a lot of green.
A lot of Ike juices.
A lot of Ike juices going on.
A lot of
today.
People like, hey, can I come up and give this to him? No.
Right.
No, can't yes. do that.
Yeah, we won't be having any until at least after 6.
Yeah, or 7 for one of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For you.
7 for one of us. Let's get to the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged, visit the home team. With the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget, visit marks-jewelers.com. Is 2023 Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? 66% saying yes on 1,300 votes. So there's some a good update yesterday on the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And our guy, Bryce Harper.
What the hell is he up to?
Well, it pains me to believe he won't be there for opening day. I haven't allowed myself to really think about that.
Right.
In my head, he's still going to be out there. But according to John Heyman, he has heard from a lot of people that we could see Bryce Harper back as early as late May. Where we have heard all about, the All-Star break, he's going to miss half the year.
Sure.
Yesterday, he was taking some soft tossing. He was soft tossing rather than just taking swings off of a tee. Mm-hmm. So that is a step in the right direction. And it seems like we might get Bryce Harper back earlier rather than later. And you talk about adding him into that lineup. One of the sources said that if you add Bryce to that lineup, it's lethal. And there's been a lot of talk of one of the best lineups in baseball, if not, you know, going back to some of the great lineups we've seen all throughout the years. And it's hard to disagree.
Yeah.
Like, when Bryce gets back, you look top to bottom at what they could do. Turner, Schwarber, JT, Bryce, Bohm, Hoskins, Stott, Castellanos, and Brandon Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about Castellanos in the 8-hole possibly as a guy that's year removed from 309 and 34 homers.
Yeah.
The upside of this team, I don't think, has been talked about. Like, we talk about the expectations on the Eagles.
Yeah.
And the expectation to get back to the Super Bowl and this time win it.
Yeah.
For me personally, I'm putting the same expectation on this Phillies team.
Well, and it's understandable. They still need a lot of things to go their way. Their pitching needs to hold up primarily. I think with the Bryce situation, I would love him back tomorrow. So let's not act as if we don't want Bryce Harper back ASAP. But at the same time, and I'm sure the Phillies don't need to be reminded of this, you got to be smart with this situation. So you don't want him coming back and then there's a setback and he has to take time off. So you want to make sure he's completely ready to go and he can contribute, even though if it's just as a DH. We don't expect him to be in the outfield early, if at all, this year. And I know he wants to be back out there as soon as possible, but we don't know when that will be. You don't expect it when he first returns. This is what the Phillies was trying to guard against. You know, I've always felt that you set these dates out as a precautionary measure. You always want to give the most op. Oh, he wants to give the least
optimistic.
Optimistic. That's the word I was looking for. Least optimistic time frame.
Yep.
So that you don't set unrealistic expectations, and you don't rush anything or force anything. If he happens to come back early, great. But the Phillies need to be patient with this.
Well, what they can't
they
do
need
is
to be patient with this.
What they can't do is overreact like the Eagles did with Carson.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The Carson thing, he was like, I'm sure Bryce is going to be like, get me out there. I can go right now, whatever.
It's a little different, though, but we know that's what, like, Bryce played in the World Series. Mm-hmm. There's nobody taking his shine.
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There's not going to be a shrine of another
exactly. Finish. So we know Wentz wanting to get back soon, and the Eagles struggling led to them possibly letting him come back sooner than he should have come back.
Yeah, and the nice part of what the Phillies have is obviously with the DH. I mean, the DH is an absolute game changer. So it's not like you have to be like, get back in right field. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, for someone that was so anti-DH, I have never been more thankful for the DH to come to the National League than when it comes to Bryce Harper. And I can't wait for him to be back. But even with him missing, whatever, May, he gets back June, mm-hmm. and it's go time. There's still enough here. And he mentioned the rotation. Another positive injury update, I believe, in my opinion, is that they said yesterday Ranger's not going to – they're not going to ramp him all the way up, but he's not going to miss a turn in the rotation.
Right.
So opening day rolls around. Ranger will be a part of it. It'll probably be more 4 or 5 innings at a time rather than go give us 7. But the fact that he's not going to open the season on the IL or missing a couple starts, I think is a big sign at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, I think the best thing for the Phillies is that the perception is this is a good baseball club, mm-hmm. with the opportunity to be a great baseball club. And the reason why I say that is while it may enhance expectations, it also allows us, or should allow us, I know it's going to allow me, to not overreact to a potential slow start to the season.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a bad team that you're hoping get off to a good start and they can ride the momentum. This is a marathon. So, like, this team, if they do happen to sputter in the beginning because people are working through the kinks and all those sorts of things, I'm not going to feel that panic about the season. So, it's more or less about when we get everybody on the field and healthy, I know this is one of the best teams in the National League.
Well, especially for me, because I think you know me, and I think our listeners know me pretty well.
I'm kind of talking to you, yes.
Well, it is that I treated, before the playoff run, every game like an Eagles game.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they lose, I'm down for like the next day. They win, I'm like, here we go, here comes the run. Them getting that to where they were last year eased a lot of my like day-to-day tension with this team.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to allow us to truly appreciate how good they are. But I also think for the players and what I've seen in spring training so far, mm-hmm. what I've seen actually the World Baseball Classic, which is surprising, is like the Schwarbers, the Turners, the JTs. Like they're playing like that pressure, that weight has been lifted off of their shoulders. And I think we're going to really start to see them kind of flourish here. And they're going to turn into our guys. Like, that's what made last year so fun when they went on that run, was that we learned about them. We finally knew who they were. They were no longer just, like, faceless names on a team. They turned into our guys. We saw their personality. And the biggest difference for this year's Phillies versus what happened last year is that just getting there is not going to be good enough for this fan base. You know, we talk about the Eagles at least getting to the NFC Championship game. I'm at the expectation of going back to the World Series. But anything less, like, it's going to be hard to recreate the magic that they did last year.
Yeah, they got to get back in the playoffs. That's for certain.
Correct.
I think that's where I'm at. If nothing else, you got to get back in there. And I don't mean as a wild card and playing a two-game series somewhere else. Like, no, you need to be in there as a legitimate team that we feel like can make a legitimate run, because that's the type of roster that you have. I just want to mention this about Bryce Harper and the importance of Bryce Harper and a player like him and his mindset in this city. He is so crucial to how these guys interpret and receive the passion, the constructive criticism, the expectation, the cheers and the jubilation that comes with playing in this city. He is so paramount to that, to those guys in the clubhouse understanding what's expected of them. And because of the way he handles it and his approach to it, it allows them to not crumble when we become that passionate, rabid fan base in tough stretches, as we are accustomed to doing, as we are prone to do. Because the support and push to strive for you guys to be great is going to be 10 times that, or at least equal to that. Bryce gets that. And what I mean by his importance to how he handles it, if he didn't handle it well, the rest of those guys in the clubhouse, the majority of them wouldn't handle it well. They see his approach to it, and they're like, hold on, this is our best player. And if he knows how to handle this stuff, then maybe we can take his sort of sense of direction.
It's very interesting. And it's almost like if he's not lashing out at the media and, yep. and thus lashing out at the fans, like, you know, if he can handle it, we can get it. And yep. it reminds me, when you talk about it, is when Horford was here and he was shushing the crowd and telling them to shut the bleep up, and then Joel's like, well, I guess I can do that too.
Right. Instead of the other way around.
Which is like, no.
We don't do this yet. Like,
yeah, you're the best, one of the best players in basketball.
Yes.
Like, just go be that.
Yep.
And Bryce also shoulders a lot of the responsibility
yes.
that takes off the pressure of the yep. the younger guys. So I really think they're a really, really good mix mm-hmm. of some youth. They have some veterans. And I've just loved what they've said a lot this offseason, which is two more wins. And it's been like, yeah, last year was intoxicating. We want to get back there. Two more wins.
Yep.
Can't wait. Less than 2 weeks. Down in Texas against Jacob DeGrom, maybe.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Wheeler versus DeGrom. Kenny is up on WIP. What's happening, Kenny?
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, so much has happened while I've been listening. First off, as much as I love my morning show callers, if I ever got in a street fight, I want Rios on my left and I yep. want Chuck from Mount Airy on my right now that I've met him.
He's a big guy.
That's a good combination. And you met Chuck the other day.
Yeah.
Right.
I did meet Chuck.
No show has, I think, stronger callers. I know, like, Herb brings us down a little bit when it comes to, like, possibly getting into a fight. Like, Herb's not, you know, wouldn't hurt anyone. But other than that, I think we got to, I mean, between OG and Chuck and Rios and Kenny from the Dirty 30, I mean, we got a pretty strong crew.
I have a black belt in Taekwondo, just so you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, you talking about the Eagles fan base and about wanting a Super Bowl. Don't be fooled by some of the things you've been hearing. I think people are still in shock over this last one. And the shock is going to wear off and the hunger is going to come back as we get closer and closer to training camp. Because I can speak for my group. We're still, you still can't really talk about the Super Bowl, you know, at parties right now. It's still hurting. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Howie is so Jack and Ike, you guys are betting people. So
somewhat,
what's the
yeah.
over-under when they're announcing that they've signed Hurts? Because I know they signed him. There's no way we're making these moves without knowing what we're paying that guy.
Go green!
Yep.
I would say, you know what's interesting is that I thought the Slay thing maybe gave them some time. You know, Slay being a post-June 1st designation would have given them some time to sign Jalen. I don't have a great sense of when this whole thing's going to come down.
Yeah, and the good thing with me, Kenny, is I've been wrong about everything I've said about the signings this week. So I could throw something out there and it'll completely be wrong. But I'll say this. I don't think it's coming before June 1st.
Well, Ike, you might have been right if you would have finished those classes there in college.
Kennesaw State.
I mean, that's fine. That's the Harvard of the South, right?
Many people say that. That's what they say about Bloom. Bloom is the Harvard of the PSAC. Yep.
You know, I let me tell you something.
Yep.
I have 2 degrees. I own 2 businesses.
Well, that's because you're a nerd. That's because you're a big nerd.
I am. That's the problem. Who's smarter here? You guys didn't finish school. You're having fun talking on the radio, and I'm busting ass calling you guys. I think you guys win.
But you probably make more money than we do, though.
Yeah, money, shmoney. You can't take it with you, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't read so good, Kenny. I don't read so good. I appreciate the call, buddy. Have a good weekend.
It's not that much of a requirement here.
No, except for reads. You know, you're lucky I don't mess these reads up, man, because, like, You know, I'm one of those people where I jump ahead while reading.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the sentence is going, and then for some reason my eyes just start wandering.
Yeah.
It's not a very productive way to go about this whole thing.
And by the way, I'm like a semester short.
Yeah.
I just refuse to go do and get it done.
You're like me with I was one badge away from being an Eagle Scout. I was a Life Scout. And I did two projects that I thought were good enough to be an Eagle Scout, and they wouldn't give it to me.
Listen, and if Michigan State wasn't so damn stubborn about giving me my degree online, I could have just been done it online. They want me to actually come back to school.
That'd be a good bit, though. Well, we do one semester. You do the show from East Lansing for 1 year. Ike goes back to school, sponsored by – I mean, that's – listen, I'm just trying – I'm putting ideas out there.
I mean, listen.
Let the kids get through college first.
The spring semester in East Lansing is not fun.
No,
it's
no,
pretty
no.
cold.
At least get the fall.
Or no, the summer.
Yeah, well,
can I get it done over the summer?
We can't be sending you to summer school. Well, hold on. There's no good golf courses in Michigan.
There's one. What's the one Tiger used to play in? That's Ohio. Firestone. Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Firestone Classic.
Yeah, it's Ohio. It's one in Michigan that Tiger used to play at. It's a tournament.
Sure. 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 I'm just being honest. I don't think you need to go back to school at this point.
I'm with you.
I think you're doing all right. You know, I think you're doing all right. Slumping
like
us.
I said, if they let me do it online, it'd be already done.
Josiah's in Warrington. What's happening, Josiah?
How you guys doing? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, we got
up,
you
Josiah?
Loud and clear. The catamounts didn't
Big
cover,
Ike.
Josiah.
What's up, brother?
Big Ike, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right, so, yeah, so first things first, Jack, I want to talk about what you were saying about the Eagles and the whole expectations.
Yep.
Me personally, I want to wait until
we
draft.
Who could they draft that's going to change how you feel about this team? Are you in or out?
I'm in. Let me talk. Okay. Because I feel like, that, yes, this era could be similar between from when I played from 2000 to 2004-ish.
Better.
Because I feel like Howie is trying to extend the Super Bowl window because of the quarterback. Once I see how we draft and once I see how the team is constructed, similar to what the last caller said, that's when, you know, I'm willing to make my
yes.
How I feel about the team. And one last thing too, I want to talk about Joel Embiid. I'm getting tired of hearing the city calling, talking about MVP and this and the third. It's time for us to win the championship, man. It's time for us to win the championship, man. We haven't won the championship since 1983. I wasn't even thought of around that time. So it's time for us to win the championship, man. And I'm just getting tired about the whole Joker. Who cares? Give him the MVP. We need that ring. That's all I got to say, guys. I hope y'all have a great day. I appreciate you guys taking my call, man. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. I actually wanted to work in some Sixers on the other side. But on the idea of
– I'm almost there.
Well, my thing is that, like, I used to be where Josiah was about the whole MVP thing.
Yeah.
But now it's offensive. Like, I'm just – it's offensive to me.
Yeah,
and
I like
Jokic more than a lot. Like, I think he's a great player.
Yes.
The fact that he could possibly join Wilt, Bill
Larry
Russell,
Bird.
And Larry Bird as three straight MVPs is an insult to the NBA.
Yeah.
And I love the NBA. That's something that I physically can't let happen. And what Embiid has done in the last 2 weeks has pretty much flipped that narrative, and it's time for him to bring this thing home.
Well, I tell you what, if he were to win it for a third straight time, he would also have more MVPs than Shaq and Kobe combined.
Yes.
And that's more of a farce than anything I've ever heard of in my life. That's how much of a joke this award is, the MVP. And it's clearly not a true indication as to who the best player in the NBA is, because quite frankly right now, that's Joel Embiid. That's Joel Embiid.
And Giannis has been the best, you know, I think, overall player in the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
He has, what, one MVP?
Yeah. No, he had two. He won back-to-back.
Okay, at least he got something. Yeah, and one championship.
And he won a championship. And that's the only reason why I'll give him the nod over Embiid as a career. But if I'm looking at individual player, he's better than Giannis as well.
Talent-wise, 100%.
Yes.
Yes.
Skill-wise.
Yeah.
Shoots better.
He's not a running back.
Exactly. He is a more skillful player than Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm a Greek freak guy. But that's where Joel Embiid's game has evolved to. He's not quite the defensive player that Giannis is. And I think that's because Giannis is about 40 pounds smaller. allows him to be a little more agile.
Mm-hmm. And he has like
more stamina. Wingspan
is insane,
but
too.
Embiid is 7'2" at 280. It's a lot more weight to carry around. But when he gets engaged, he's as good as anybody on the defensive end.
In the last four games, I think he's kind of started to step up on that side of the ball.
Better free throw shooter, better three-point shooter. I can give him the ball in the clutch and say, get out of the way. You can't do that with Giannis. Like, people literally foul Giannis to put him on the free throw line at the end of games, like Shaq.
Yep.
You can't do that with Embiid. Embiid needs to go win the MVP and the title to take over the crown as the best player in the game, because that's where his game is right now.
Yep.
But he needs the jewelry to validate it.
We're getting close.
I'm getting close, brother. I'm getting close to feeling like this is title time for the Sixers.
215-592-94.
I'm getting close.
94-94. Get back to all your calls on the Eagles 2023 Super Bowl or bust. But speaking of the Sixers, Ike, I want to gauge where people are at with one Sixer. Are you trusting him? Do you need to see more? Have you learned to appreciate him? Who is it? We'll get to that, but also why I believe that two athletes have pushed Joel Embiid to another level. Who is that? We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Hey, this March, protect yourself against upsets with Bracket Parlay Insurance on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, all customers can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. Now, with a parlay, you can turn a small bet into a slam dunk. And with cash out, you're calling all the shots. You can close out your bet whenever you want to before the game is even over. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. I really do like the FanDuel app. Just sign in to your FanDuel Sportsbook account or go to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike and make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.